Welcome back to the Roundtable. The government is a vast, complex system that Americans pay for, rebel against, rely upon, dismiss, and celebrate. It's also our shared resource for addressing the biggest problems of society, and it's made up of people, mostly unrecognized and uncelebrated, doing work that they can be that can be deeply consequential and beneficial to everyone. Best-selling author Michael Lewis invited his favorite writers, including Casey Kapp, Dave Eggers, John Lanchester, Geraldine Brooks, Sarah Vowell, just to name a few, to join him in finding someone doing an interesting job for the government and writing about them. The profiles in the book Who is Government blow up the stereotype of the irrelevant bureaucrat. They show how the essential business of government makes our lives possible and how much it matters. Sarah Vowell is the New York Times bestselling author of several nonfiction books on American history and culture. She is the author of The Equalizer, an essay in the volume about the National Archives, and it's a great pleasure to welcome back Sarah Vowell to the program. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
It's really nice to talk to you again. Thank you very much for being with us. Give us a sense of how you became involved in this project.
Well, it started a long time ago, and about a year and a half ago, I got a call from Michael Lewis. He's the, you know, big deal author of things like The Big Short and Blindside and Moneyball. And
right.
He had written a book about the federal government called The Fifth Risk, where he met a lot of career civil servants and thought, you know, that was some territory to keep mining. So he asked me and I think six other writers like Dave Eggers and Kamau Bell, Geraldine Brooks, to just the assignment was very basic, like go into the government, find somebody to write about. That was it. That's what I did. As this book comes out, it's a little more newsy than anticipated, which is not a problem. I've had, you know, writing books about President Garfield and whatnot. I don't have to check the news every 5 minutes to see what's going on with my subject.
But
we're all kind of over President Garfield's death at this point. But I chose a person who she's retired at the end of the year, but she was the chief innovation officer at National Archives, which sounds scintillating from a salesmanship point of view. But what she's this woman who grew up on a ranch in Conrad, Montana. I'm also Montanan, and her job has been to digitize the National Archives, and there are 13 billion federal records they're in charge of, and she and her team and an army of volunteers that she recruited, they've digitized, you know, 300 million records and started all of these digital programs where people, no matter where they live, can access the federal records that we all own, you know. The country, as you've noticed, is too big. And if you live in the West, as I do, or in Alaska or Hawaii, getting to the main record center in D.C. or Maryland is very difficult, very expensive, and time-consuming. And by putting all these records, you know, online so that we all can see them, it just makes the whole country a little bit more fair and democratic. And because the National Archives is perennially underfunded, one way she did that was by recruiting volunteers to do this work, to basically work for free. So unlike some of the recent accusations that have been leveled at career civil servants, she was not wasting money. She was saving taxpayers, who knows how much money, by getting the public involved in scanning these records, transcribing them. A lot of people under 40 can't read cursive, for instance. So there's a whole army of volunteers worldwide who types up, you know, old letters or old files. They tag the records, tens of millions of tags. This gives each record way more access to way more people because you can search those terms. She started this thing called History Hub, which is really fun to go on to. Anyone anywhere can ask a question and an archivist or one of these volunteers will help you find a record or, you know, some of the questions are basic history questions. Some are specific. A lot of military veterans lose track of their own personal papers and need them for health care. Everything she did was a very like conscious attempt to share the records to the public, which basically since the Freedom of Information Act passed in the 60s and then after Watergate, a lot of the purpose of the National Archives became for us to be able to hold our government accountable. I mean, I noticed one of the things that Jeffrey Goldberg brought up in his Atlantic piece about being on this crazy text change about battle plans,
right,
is one of them, this Signal app they use will just automatically erase this whole exchange. That is illegal. Everything the government does and the executive branch goes to the National Archives. So some kind of, besides the security problems, the idea that they would just erase into, nothingness this very important historic event when it needs to go into the records of the National Archives so we, the people, know what our government is up to is incredibly troubling, just to add another layer of things to worry about. That's my job in nonfiction.
Yeah, it is.
Giving you more to worry about.
Well, that's and you're wonderful at it, but we need it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, one of the purposes of this book, is the opposite of that, which is here are these people who are so dedicated, so idealistic, so good at their jobs, and also a lot of them, they made it their job to fix certain problems in the government. Like one guy who runs veterans cemeteries, he wanted to make, these cemeteries better run, more of them so that veterans can be buried closer to their own homes in their own home states. Michael Lewis writes about a mining expert, a former coal miner who solved coal mine safety, like roofs were collapsing in coal mines and killing tens of thousands of people. And this guy figured out how to make mines more safe. So we had a very, very small, idealistic approach to writing about career civil servants. Obviously, the news has completely engulfed this book.
Do you have any sense as a group of journalists who were working on the book, do you have any sense of how many of the people you mentioned, Pamela Wright, who is your subject of the National Archives, retired, but do you have any sense of how many of the people that are profiled still have jobs within the federal government?
It's funny you mentioned that. We did this as a project for the opinion section of the Washington Post, and recently Michael asked us all to go back to our subject so that, we could have a Where Are They Now section of the last piece that ran in the Washington Post. And most of them did not want us to mention their names at all anymore. There's a climate of fear. They're trying to protect their, agencies and their coworkers. And I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted us to mention them.
And
it was this like wonderful project with these beautiful photographs celebrating these people and their, decades of work, plus one young go-getter. And now they're just, quaking, thinking about what's coming for their agencies. And I think they're doing it to protect their work and to protect what their agencies do, because that's obviously under a pretty spasmodic attack.
We have less than a minute, but I mean, there's many. Well, no, not good. I want to talk to you forever, but
that's.
But my question, I guess, just the wrap up is that just that all seems so sad, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things the government is supposed to do is solve problems. And there are a lot of these programs that are just set up to solve problems. These career civil servants, you can call them the deep state, whatever. But as you noticed in the last, you know, day or so, sometimes newbie political appointees don't understand how things work, and they need some of these lifers to, you know, be there to steady the ship as we go from swing from one pendulum side to the other, as we elect one administration, and then the next one is trying to undo the work of the previous administration ad infinitum. And these career civil servants are the ones who keep us going. And if we lose them, we lose their expertise and we lose their help.
Sarah Val, your work is tremendous, as it is in this volume, Who is Government? The Untold Story of Public Service, edited by Michael Lewis. I so appreciate you being on the program, and I thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thanks, Joe, and thanks for giving a hoot about books.
Always. Thank you. Always good to talk to you. Thank you very, very much. We will come back and have our third hour of the roundtable after this short break.